A reading from the first book of Samuel. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you grieve for Saul, whom I have rejected as the king of Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem, for I have chosen my king from among his sons." But Samuel replied, "How can I go? Saul will hear of it and kill me." To this the Lord answered, "Take a heifer along and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord.' Invite Jesse to sacrifice, and I myself will tell you what to do. You are to anoint for me the one I point out to you." Samuel did as the Lord had commanded him. When he entered Bethlehem, the elders of the city came trembling to meet him and inquired, "Is your visit peaceful, O seer?" He replied, "Yes, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. So cleanse yourself and join me today for the banquet." He also had Jesse and his sons cleanse themselves and invited them to the sacrifice. As they came, he looked at Eliab and said, and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed is here before me." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not judge from his appearance or from his lofty stature, because I have rejected him. Not as a man sees does God see, because he sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and presented him before Samuel, who said, "The Lord has not chosen him." Next Jesse presented Shimon, but Samuel said, "The Lord has not chosen this one either." In the same way, Jesse presented seven sons before Samuel. But Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen any of these." Then Samuel asked Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" Jesse replied, "There is still the youngest, who is tending the sheep." Samuel said to Jesse, "Send for him. We will then not begin the sacrificial banquet until he arrives here." Jesse sent and had the young man brought to them. He was a ruddy, a youth handsome to behold, and making a splendid appearance. The Lord said, "There, anoint him, for this is he." Then Samuel, with the horn of oil in hand, anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David. When Samuel took his leave, he went to Ramah. The word of the Lord. I have found David, my servant. I have found David, my servant. Once you spoke in a vision, and to your faithful ones you said, "On a champion I have placed a crown. Over the people I have set a youth." I have found David, my servant. I have found David, my servant. With my holy oil I have anointed him, that my hand may be always with him, and that my arm may make him strong. I have found David, my servant. He shall say of me, "You are my father, my God, the rock, my savior." And I will make him the firstborn, highest of the kings of the earth. I have found David, my servant.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Remain in my love, says the Lord. Whoever is me and I in him will bear much fruit. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again. and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for a fine pearce. When he finds a pearce of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. After I finished in the confession room, a friend of mine asked me, what I hear most in the Sacrament of Reconciliation? And I said, no, I cannot answer you. But he said, tell me just general things. Well, in many times, in many occasions, not only you, but when I reflect on myself, I think I would have to identify the sins of being judgmental. You know, we are really easy to judge other people in many ways. And for some reasons, there seems to be an awareness of us, of you and I, that it is very undesirable way to behave. And we know that. But many times we still do it in many times because we connect with many peoples. And today the reading tell us really interesting story. In the first reading, Ben read for us today. God asked Samuel to find another prophet, a new prophet, to replace him. And he came to the house of a man, and his name is Jesse. And Jesse called all of his sons except David. And then he said, oh, this is very handsome man. God should choose him. And God says, no, I don't choose him. And then he continued to the other son and goes. But still, in our eyes, we think that this is the best one that God will choose. But in the eyes of God, God says, no, the Lord has not chosen this one either. And then what the God says, what you see is not what I see. And what you think is not what I think. And many times we are doing something wrong when we are judging people because it is not the way God sees us. So today, let us reflect on our own experience. If you hate someone, what or whom do you hate? Look again now. This is time not to look at the object or the person you hate, but at the hate itself. What it is about when you hate someone. And what are the things and who are the people you approve of? What are you really approving of? And what it is about? Sometimes we cannot differentiate between the persons and the act of their behavior, you know? Sometimes we just hate this person totally. But we cannot differentiate. I hate the way they behave, but I don't hate the person himself or herself. So today, brothers and sisters, let us think and let we know that people say that don't judge the book from the cover only, you know? But many times we do it. So today, let us also ask to God that today we pray like Samuel. God, let me see what you see and let me know when you see people in your love. Like today, the reading today, when Samuel chose David to be a man who will save Israel from the Philistine, their enemies. Amen.